I'm going to read a prophetical word to you that the Lord gave me in prayer for this very night. It's a promotional statements that come in from the Lord, and you have to listen very carefully. This is the days of bonus for the body of Christ. Those of you who have been pressing and pulling are entering into a flow of my favor that will shake the foundation of heaven and earth. Heaven is so glad that there will be a rumbling of rejoicing of the angels and the saints seeing and hearing the word coming to pass in your life. Hell is disturbed because the power of its grips on you have been broken by a high power. Get ready. Brighter days lie ahead. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Shout, O shout. Shout, also shout. For this is the day that blessing fully come out. Lift your hand and praise the Lord about that. Last night we used a scripture in Romans 8:14. I love the scripture. Men is led by the Spirit, they're the sons of God. And we tried to explain to you sonship is different than just being a Christian. You know how to function in your relationship with the Father. Prophetically, I was taught many years ago about divine direction. And that's what the Holy Spirit gives us. And we must, tonight I want to give you some insight of how to improve your ability to follow divine direction. It will remove failure, fear, frustration, all of those things that be removed out of your life. Instruction, proper instruction, call the man and woman in Christ to walk on high. There are some things. Without learning, learning how to yield to divine direction of the Holy Spirit. Learning how to yield to the divine direction of the Holy Spirit. You got that? Let me say a few things before we read the scripture. Without divine direction, there will always be division. We need a single voice speaking that overrules every other voice. In the home, in the ministry, you've got to have a single voice. That single voice is the Holy Spirit. Without divine direction, you'll constantly make wrong decisions. You'd be in a guessing game, even with scriptures in your hand. The scriptures are not validated until the Holy Spirit breathed on it. Holy men of God wrote as it was moved by the Holy Ghost. So here you have division, the answer to why there's division, because when there's not divine direction, there's going to be division. Here we also have why decisions we made, let me say it like it, made some crazy decisions. And you do, you're always going to make crazy decisions when you're not tuned in or do not know how to receive divine direction from the Holy Ghost. All right? And then without divine direction, your destiny will have no compass. There's a destiny. Your vision is invalidated. A vision must have divine direction. And I want you pastor and minister to listen to me too. And every person in the room, has a vision from God. It's a redemptive revelation from God to channel you through this system in another dimension. So you see, without divine direction, your destiny would have no compass. In other words, the Holy Ghost is a compass. He's a divine compass. Yes, sir. He lead us in and out where no other man can take us. Amen. And there's a divine path God has set for your life. Yes, sir. And after tonight, you're going to walk in it. Because I'm going to show you some things. I'm going to show you some things in following divine direction. Divine direction don't always sound sensible. But you got to learn to trust it. Some of you will get your answer tonight. Without divine direction, your vision or your destiny will be guided by religion. And religion is so keen because it looked like divine direction. Got the Bible, got a preacher, somebody singing, somebody crying, somebody fell out, somebody running, somebody shouting, and you still go the wrong way. Because until the Holy Spirit speak, all this shouting and jumping and singing and crying and all that don't mean nothing, because the Holy Spirit is the divine director of spiritual things. And God don't pay attention to nobody else's direction. So, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, not a normal scripture. When direction is not right in the body of Christ, the wrong person be on top. The wrong person be in power. But tonight, we want to set in people heart around the world. We're going to take our place back. We are the most powerful people on the face of the earth, but we must learn how to follow direction. Pray all day and don't follow direction. I said, where you been praying? Well, you're going the wrong way. See, when you pray, you're putting yourself in a position to see God's direction. Yes, sir. That the Holy Spirit can lead you places that you cannot go by yourself. Amen. All right, now, in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 5, there's an evil which I've seen under the sun as an arrow, underline evil and arrow, which proceeded from the ruler. Evil, there's an evil, there's an error. Because of a lack of direction, some of y'all are living evil. You're not living in the blessing. That doesn't mean you're sinning, but you're sinning against yourself. You're not letting God do what he want to do in your life, and that's error. Every time you fail to follow the Holy Spirit, you start following men. Let me say that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yes. Paul said, I didn't come to you with enticing word, preaching, but in a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That's what he's talking about. See, we need to put our faith in the power of God, the wisdom of God, the direction of God. God's wisdom direct. We'll see that in Ecclesiastes in a few minutes. Wisdom is meant to direct us where God wants us to go. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And how many of them made a wrong turn? I bet you didn't get where you were going. No, you can't keep making wrong turns getting where you were going. And naturally we talk about that in a car vehicle, but my God, how many life you got?
One.
One life. In the third. I know you got eternal life, but we need to make some right turns. Yeah, you know what about heaven? They're going to instruct you in heaven where to turn. You're not going to turn anywhere you want to go. But down here, we need some help. And that's why the Holy Spirit is here to give us direction. And it's evil and it's error for a child of God not to be blessed like the Father said he want to bless you. That was evil, that boy at the house in that Luke chapter 15, that boy, that oldest son at the house. That was evil and error. That boy up in the house, where the ring and the shoes and the robe was, and then he complaining because somebody else had a party. And it's a lot of times that's happening in the body of Christ. We're in the house, but we don't recognize that the house belonged to us. Yeah. Father said, oh, told that boy, said, son, come on. You've been forever with me. Yes, sir. All that I have is thine. Yes, see, but you can't get there if you don't get in divine direction. This is error. This is evil. You who can't get a breakthrough, that's evil. That's error. It could be corrected tonight. If you follow the Holy Spirit, listen to me. If you follow the Holy Spirit, if you follow the Holy Spirit and do what he tell you to do, you're going to walk smack dab in the middle of God's blessing. Anybody ready to go there? Now that's an impartation. That's an anointing you're going to be released in this house tonight for to change any situation that's been holding you back. There's insight that the Lord have given me on divine direction. And listen. I don't have to fuss about this. I'm doing this. Those two boys who sung, that was my two sons. My blood son. We raised him up in the things of God. So you see me weeping. I'm weeping. I said, God, I owe you. I owe him for standing up like he told me he would stand up. If I pray over those children and keep correcting them when they stray a little bit, keep correcting them. So it's evil and it's error not knowing how to follow the Holy Spirit. It's evil and error. Oh, man, I got so much to tell you, but I'm stuck here. It's evil and error to be a failure and name the name of God. You've been tricked some kind of way. Go on to say in the sixth verse, folly, that's a word. Folly is set up in great dignity. And the rich sit in low place. Now that's backwards. Folly is set up in great dignity. Meaning we should be in dignity. And then he says in the seventh verse, my God, I have seen servants up on horses and princes walking as servants upon earth. Look at me. You're a prince. You're supposed to ride the horse. You follow what I'm saying? And when we learn, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost wants this out so much. Right now, all through my body, the Holy Ghost is running. I have to contain myself because this is so, so, so important that tonight, divine direction set in your bosom. The 10th verse says, if the iron be blunt and he do not whet the edge, then must be put to more strength. Now, when you don't have the iron sharpened, that's your life. When you don't know how to follow the direction of the Holy Spirit, you're going to have harder time. Things not going to be easy. It's the Holy Spirit... The Holy Spirit make the yoke easy, make the burden light. You follow what I'm saying? But you got a dull ass trying to cut a tree. See, if you're not sensitive to the direction of the Holy Spirit, you're using a dull axe in life. And the reason you have not received what you need to receive, the tree is not paying you no attention because the axe can't cut. Tonight, that axe need to be sharpened. And he, follow me closer now because it's just, when he says blunt, life is blunt without the direction of the Holy Ghost. Life is just blunt. It's just not, it don't have no real substance to it unless you know how to follow the Holy Ghost. Now y'all just sat there, hallelujah. You know the Lord telling the truth up in here tonight. And I believe there's some people ready to make a difference. And let me just keep piling this in you for a few moments and let the Holy Ghost hit this place and show us some more things. Now, notice the end of verse 10. Notice the end of verse 10. But wisdom is profitable to direct. See, we're talking about divine. Divine direction has wisdom in it. It has understanding, prudence. supernatural thoughts in it. And then out of all that, in this same 10th chapter, and before I read this verse, I want you to understand tonight that God brought you to this camp meeting for a reason. How many of y'all believe that? Because tonight, your life is about to be changed. Are you listening to me? The 15th verse. Where you got the word city, just add blessing. You see it? And we'll get to the better part in a few minutes. I just got to show some people they're lost. Not lost per se going to hell, but lost in the abundance and the blessings and the goodness of God. And let religion talk you out of it. Religion, God got religion over my back. So let me out of here. You remember the little box? Let me out of here. The labor of the foolish weareth every one of them, because he knows not how to go to the city. And what he's saying here, when you don't have divine direction, you're not going to know how to get to where God wants you to go. You can see that, can't you?
Yes, sir.
Moving in divine direction with the Holy Spirit leading is so important. Discern God's guidance, blessing, and protection. You'll be able to discern God's guidance, even though it don't look like you're going the right direction, but you got the Holy Spirit talking to you. Remember I was talking about the Holy Spirit, look back there and quote the scripture and say, come on with me, we're going this way.
Yes, sir.
There's a way that seems right to a man,
but
the end thereof is death. Now, you know, and then we think about just flat foot dying, but no, death can be upon life if life does not have the proper instruction from God. Another word here is important, instruction. I'll get to it after a while. Instruction. God give divine instruction. What I say?
God gives divine instruction.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
And you see, God, I heard one elder lady say it. She says, God can't make no mistake. When God give you a direction, partner, you're going to get where you're going. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, when you have divine direction, you have discerned God's guidance, God's blessing, and God's protection. You are able to receive the inheritance laid up for you as a child of God. Because you're going to be at the right place at the right time, saying the right thing with the right people. Hallelujah. You'll be able to live out God's will for your life. You can have a life. Have a life. Watch this. Watch this. Have a life that you cannot possibly live without the leading of the Holy Spirit. A life that you cannot possibly live without the leading of the Holy Spirit. Did you hear that? There's a life you can't possibly live without the leading of the Holy Spirit. Then in my writing and sitting there talking to the Holy Spirit, he says, remember, tell them, remember, there are other spirits that will lead you in opposite direction to my will. My, my. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you live by God's law and walk day by day, moment by moment with the Holy Spirit, you will always be headed in the right direction. Day by day. You got that? When you can clearly recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart, your life will never be the same. The Holy Spirit wants to give you a life where you can accomplish things that could not happen if he was not enabling you to do it. Are you hearing this? This is good stuff, I'm telling you. This is, say it another way. And I'm doing this. And it's easy for you to do it because you're a child of God. God wants us to live a life we cannot possibly live without him. Again, saying it another way, our lives are limited to the extent we permit the Holy Spirit to lead us. Got it? He who constantly looking to and yielding to the leading of the Holy Spirit will live an unlimited life. Tell your neighbor, unlimited life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I have to stick with this note because there's so much that I want you to know. I want you to, I want you to get this. Man, even at his best mental state, is incapable of making reliable and durable decisions. Tell three people you need the Holy Ghost direction. No human effort can match God's direction. No matter how hard you try, no matter how high your IQ is, you could have made straight A's in school and college. You're still no match for the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way.
In my life.
Right now.
Tell me.
What way to turn. And I will yield from this day forward. If you tell me stop, I'll stop. You tell me go, I'll go. And it may seem like I'm going the right way, but if you tell me turn, I'm turning. Anybody got help yet? Anybody got help yet? Anybody got help yet? Anybody? What? Anybody got help yet? Anybody got help yet? You are about to peel life like a banana. It's very easy to peel a banana. The Holy Ghost make life living like peeling a banana. It's so sweet. The banana is there. Just pull it. How many of y'all ever had a banana? This banana not hard to peel. Pecan hard to crack. But I heard the Holy Spirit say, I can make life like peeling a banana. Please understand that you are limited as a human being, which is why you always need God's guardian. Listen, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I mean business here tonight. I'm going to put something in you tonight. Here's why. You need to be divinely directed because misdirection can lead to many years of setback and can wipe out a man's destiny. One wrong move at the wrong time without the Holy Spirit help can wipe you out. Many are dead and gone because they made a wrong move without the Holy Ghost. Somebody asked them why? The Holy Ghost tried to stop them, but they made that move anyway. They was not sensitive to his leadership and they went to heaven, but they died early. Tell somebody, I'm not planning on dying early. Listen to this. This is shouting around here. When you are on track with God, your enemies are irrelevant. can't do you a thing. As long as you following God's leadership, your enemy is irrelevant because you're on the path where God told you, and you have escorts all around you because you're on the right path. Angels watch over the path where the Holy Spirit leads you. They're connected. They have to do it. If you following God, what God told you to do, the angels must protect you, must do battle, supernatural. One prophet says, hear from God and you'll live well on earth. So listen, you may be seated. You getting this?
Yes, sir.
Seeking your way this out here. You know, the wrong man riding the horse, the axe door. Huh? Then you can't get your blessing because you don't know the way to the city. So we need to listen. This thing is so real. We don't have so many religious spirit and so many ideas, so many years. People preaching and just preaching all kind of good stuff to run and jump up. And people just failing and in fear, in lack, in frustration. I know God has more for me than this. Y'all tell me somebody up in here now. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Y'all, like the old country boys, y'all trying to play possum over tonight. No. I know God has more for me. And if I listen to his prophet tonight, I'm going to get what God has for me. I'm ready for what God has for me. I know God can do this. Know he can do it. He promised to lead me in green pastures. He promised to lead me in the path of righteousness. He told me, yeah, though you walk through the valley and shadow of death. He said, don't feel no evil, I'm there. And God said, right in the valley, I'll prepare your table. In the valley. This in the valley, I'm going to prepare your table for you. Matter of fact, I'm going to anoint you too while you're in the valley. And let the enemy know he can't touch you. And then I'm going to run your cup over. While you're walking through the valley. God is looking for some people who will let him run their cup over. He wants the valley of this earth to recognize there's a people on this earth that can do exploit. There's a people on this earth that can function in the supernatural. There's a people in this earth that can break all records. Go on, let him do it. Look at this. Sit down. I'm almost through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You take just what I've already said. You don't need no goosebump with this, baby. You can put the goosebump in the trunk. This is real. You don't have to have no feeling with this, nothing. You just work it. I said just work it. The stuff I'm telling you, you can work it. And it will change your life tonight. Do is file it. It's time for progress. I understand the process. I know it, but we've been processing too long now. It's time for progress. It's time to let the Holy Spirit move us into our rightful place. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get a hallelujah on that? Glory to God. Well, let me say some more things and put some more things in your spirit tonight. You know, the very person who thought they was in a stuck. Things don't seem like it working out right. And they're hearing tonight this prophetical word backed up by a prophetical mantle. A seal, seeing what's going to happen to you. He telling you what's going to happen, they see it too. You're destined tonight for a breakthrough. Yeah. The Holy Spirit is a breakthrough God. You know what I said? The Holy Spirit is a breakthrough God. Listen to this. Catch a hold of this. Sit down. Catch a hold of this. You see him in a different flow tonight. Catch a hold of this. Direction. Everybody say direction.
Direction.
You know we're talking about divine direction. And in divine direction, there's divine backup. And then you come up to a divine result. It's all supernatural. It can't be stopped because the Holy Spirit is a supernatural leader. See? He's a supernatural leader. He can't get to no junction that he can't go through. He's a Red Sea opener. He's a giant killer. The supernatural. Yeah, yeah. He'll lock the line mouth for you. And he'll take the burn out of fire. See, that's the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I'm telling the truth. What kind of God you serving? This God I'm talking about, he did all that. He do all that. He wake up in a storm and talk to nature and say, nature, I made you. Don't you know I'm in this boat? Wind, shut up. Water, lay down. Went back to sleep. When you follow the Holy Spirit, all of these things begin to happen in your life. Things that you cannot explain. Some things you can't even try to tell some people if they're unspiritual because they can't handle it. But Lord, 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 the Lord is so powerful and so mighty and so strong. You hear me? He's so good. And we got to stop messing around with life. We got to enjoy life. We got to bust through the barriers. Tear down the walls of Jericho. That was the Holy Spirit he told Joshua, see, walls up, all the gates shut. He said, use your imagination. See that wall falling. And that wall fell on the inside. Somebody pushed that wall. I see unseen hand. There's some wall of contentment might have been around your life, but I see that unseen hand tonight pushing that wall. When you look for that wall, it's gonna be gone because the anointing have pushed that wall down. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now this is gonna really sit down because you gotta really write this. This is gonna change your shifting. You're gonna shift gear right now. Watch what's said. You gotta listen now. You gotta listen to what's said. Direction is the key to distinction. See, I'm different. Say I'm different.
I'm different.
Now watch what it said. No one succeed by power. No one trump by might. You got to have direction. Direction is greater than power. Good God Almighty, don't rob me tonight. Direction is greater than power. Direction is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That's what he was saying. He's saying direction can do things that power can do. Direction can do things that might can do. Because he who directs you is power and is might. And he's showing you how to get there. Then he's going to give you the power to do it. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God, we only trump by the unction of the Holy Spirit as we follow his direction. In the kingdom of God, we only triumph by the unction. We have an unction. John talked about it in 1 John 2:20. Turn down. We have an unction from the Holy One. Then 1 John 2:27. We have a teacher who teach us how to walk, teach us how to talk. See, we have an unction. Say, I have an unction.
I have an unction.
That means there's enabling power on the inside of me. We have an unction. God is a God of plan and purpose. God created you with an objective in mind. He wants you, you listening?
Yes,
he wants you to be a vehicle of his goodness. He wants you, see now, the average religion person, they're going to fall out right now. He wants you to showcase his blessing. See, God is not a show off. God is a show as is. See, when God do things, you can't be talking about that person trying to show off. No, God is just showing as he is. And the Bible said, as he is, so are we in this world, in 1 John. And so when a person getting blessed, it's not a show off. It's just showing God as he is. Come on now, don't rob me of that. See, so you quit listening to those people talking about, well, you're trying to show off. I'm not trying to show off. It's just the way God is. When you get connected with him and when you follow his direction, it all start happening. And I look like a show off because you're not doing nothing. To be ignorant of your place in God's plan can lead to a life of toiling and frustration. Yes, toiling and frustration. We got too much toiling and frustration in the body of Christ. I'm glad you're here because you won't take part of it anymore. You're going to stop and say, Holy Ghost, I can't handle this. Show me what to do. Show me what way to go. Show me who to cut loose. The Apostle Paul, throughout the epistles, advised us to be certain of where we are going and that we are on course. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12. And then 1 Corinthians 9. Thank you, Lord. Man, I'm preaching right now. See, I know I'm preaching. I'm preaching. Yeah, the Holy Ghost say I'm preaching. If you don't think I'm preaching because I'm preaching right now, boy. We're going to get some results. From this camp meeting, you're going to get some results in your life. I'm tired of going to meeting. I'm tired of going to church and nothing happened. I'm tired of going to this convention and that camp meeting and that convention. I'm tired of going to all these meetings, dressing up and making sacrifice and don't have no breakthrough. I ain't got time to go look at no cute preachers. I want some results in my life. Results in my children's life. Results in my ministry. That's what we're here for. We're here to praise him and glorify him and magnify him. But not just in praise and worship, in our lifestyle. He needs somebody to brag on like he bragged on Job. He said, that's my son right there. He's a righteous man. I wish somebody is up in here and think they in the stuck. I'm going to pull this Big Mac truck up to you and pull you out because the Holy Ghost is ready to get you out tonight. You things may not be going your way, but I tell you what, he shouldn't have let you come to this meeting because that's Sam Holy Ghost going back to New York with you, going back to Texas with you, going back to Columbia with you with this message. You want me to tell you what the Holy Ghost just told me? Success is at your next breath. That's what I heard. If you go to the right dentist, you'll get your teeth fixed right. Success is at your next breath. Breathe up in here. Breathe success. Breathe success. Breathe success. I'm not too good at pronouncing my word, But you are a breed of success.
Yeah.
Didn't get it. Yeah, get it. Hebrews 12. I'm going to close in a minute. Hebrews 12. Kalala shatata. Glory to God. Shatalabashata. Let the Holy Ghost rock up in you tonight. Rock, Holy Ghost. Rock up in you tonight. Rock us, the Holy Ghost. There's nothing like a good Holy Ghost rock, boy. Roll up in you tonight, Holy Ghost. Roll up in you tonight. Nothing like a good Holy Ghost roll. Cornelius was preaching to his people and said the Holy Ghost fell on him. Yeah. Fall in here tonight, Holy Ghost. Fall in here tonight. Hallelujah. Open your spirit up. Open your spirit up. Something about to happen right there. Next 5 minutes, something going to happen. Fall in your Holy Ghost. Let me see where I'm going ahead of time. Let me experience a revelation right here, right now. Let me experience a fresh anointing. I need a fresh anointing. I need a fresh touch. I need some fresh power. I need some fresh wisdom. I need some fresh understanding. I'm ready, Holy Ghost. Touch me now. God Almighty. Touch me now. It's my time. Right now, right here. Listen, since I said that your next breath is success, it's no trick question. Since I said that, have you breathed since I said that?
Yes.
Well, you're in there. You received that? You're there. Now, favor gonna roll down your street. Favor, come on. Favor's rolling down my street, come on. Wow, favor. Favor, come on, roll it. Favor rolling down my street. My life is full of favor. I'm following the Holy Ghost. Here it comes, favor. I can't figure it out, it just happened. That's what's gonna happen to you. That's what's gonna happen to you. You're gonna say, I can't fully explain it. It just happened. Bible said Jesus Christ waxed strong in spirit, increased in wisdom, and the favor of the Lord. Luke 1:40, I believe. And the favor of the Lord was upon it. God, dog it tonight, we wax strong in spirit. We increase in wisdom. And the favor of God is upon us. Hallelujah. It's camp meeting time. It's favor time. It's blessing time. It's breakthrough time. It's shouting time. It's dancing time. It's running time. Oh! Hallelujah. 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 I'm getting my breakthrough. I'm getting my breakthrough. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Ghost is here. Listen. How can I say this? How can I say this? This is so real. From this night forward, my last name is Favor. I'm Leroy Favor. What's your name? Wow! That's the Holy Ghost.
the Holy Ghost, man. That's the Holy Ghost. You're not gonna forget your last name. Let me hear your name. Come on, everybody. Y'all say it in the, what's y'all last name? Now say your whole name. Say your whole name. And look at me. And that was not a feeling.
That
was not a feeling. The Spirit of the Lord spoke that to me. To give you an edge on every Christian in the world because they do not know their last name is Favor. Use it, I dare you. Use it. Use it in your daily prayer. Use it. Tell the Lord, say the prophet said, my name, my last name is Favor. Did you tell him that? The Lord's going to tell you, yeah, I told him that. Now get ready for it. If your last name Favor, that means you're out of debt. It's simple. If your last name Favor, that means your body healed. If your last name Favor, that means all confusion gone from your house. Nobody can start a mess because my last name is Favor. Glory to God. I never read Hebrews 12:1, did I? What? The Lord. You don't know what I'm about to say here. Just fill every one of those courses you come here in with favor. When you sit in your seat, you're going to be in a favor seat. Every car you're filled with favor right now. Wall to wall favor. Why? Because we're following the direction of favor. The Holy Ghost is the art of favor. He's not only the author and finisher of faith, he's the author and finisher of favor. Oh, the Holy Ghost is the author and finisher of favor. Come on, talk to me here now. Talk to me here now. We're going in another world here now. The Holy Ghost is the author and finisher of favor. In other words, he starts my favor and he finishes my favor, and nobody can stop him from favoring me. I tell you, the anointing of favor is on my life tonight. Come on. Woo! Ministry's about to change. Ministry's about to change. Home's about to change. Business is about to change. Everybody in the house, you are anointed with God's favor tonight. Shout the victory. You got to make a declaration. You got to make a declaration. Declare that I'm anointed with God's favor.
I'm anointed with God's favor.
I know how to follow the direction of the Holy Ghost.
I know how to follow the direction of the Holy Ghost.
And the Holy Ghost is leading me from favor to favor.
And the Holy Ghost is leading me from favor to favor.
My mind not gonna mess me up.
My mind not gonna mess me up.
My neighbor not gonna mess me up.
My neighbor not gonna mess me up.
I'm sticking with the Holy Ghost.
I'm sticking with the Holy Ghost.
That's a wrap. Go ahead and pray then, you're going to pray then. Divine direction is a lifetime demand. Again, life without direction, I'm closing because I'm watching the clock. Life without direction is nothing but continued frustration. How many of y'all ever been frustrated before? You wasn't following the Holy Ghost. But now after the night, you can change your name. Now you can't go tell us that you're ugly cousin, because they're not going to even understand what you're talking about. They wasn't in this anointing. You try to tell your ugly cousin, my name favor. Your name ain't on favor. Your name favor right. Pastors, listen to that man. Divine direction is required for any vision to succeed. You are tonight, you standing in divine direction. The Holy Ghost. I told you this morning, it's all paid for. And I forgot to tell you, I forgot to tell you. Them two Rolls Royce and that Jaguar and that Porsche, all that's paid for. Yeah. Everything paid for. And then I think the Bible says he has no respect to a person. If he did it for me, you better turn around 2 or 3 times on that. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Get yourself in another direction, yeah? Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Even kings are frustrated without direction. Solomon said, I've seen king walking on foot while servants are riding on horses. And I want to compare that to a Christian and to worldly folks. They should not be riding them horses. I'm taking my horse back. See? Solomon said, it's evil when king lose direction, they become servants. Now, we know we're a servant of God, but I'm talking about serving this world and serving lack and serving all these things the enemy trying to put on us. A lack of direction is the reason for all the frustration that many suffer today in many calling. Many in this room have definite and very powerful visions, but they lack the direction required to accomplish it. That's why we try to lay out LTMA now. We try, and you go up and you're talking about, I ain't enjoying nothing. I belong to something that haven't done nothing for me yet, but I just love it. You a minister of the gospel, and they didn't give you an excerpt of this school. You got a 2.5-hour tour of how the spirits function, and then Dan says, it's $700-something just for a whole year? That's all. We're not trying to make no money. We're trying to make people. Yeah. Watch this now. Watch this. I got 3 minutes. Listen. Many have a very powerful vision, but they lack direction required to accomplish it, so their vision become a curse. Trying to keep up. I got to pay this. Well, you're ripping and running behind people. Listen, LTMA going to teach you how to not run behind on people. For the very family you got to be talking to all the time, talking about, y'all need to stay here. Y'all been good people. You know, just get on up the road. I ain't got time for this ignorance. When people come to a ministry that is putting the word out and just walk away, let them go. They haven't heard nothing you say. I got the clothes. I'm going to give you one more. Turn to get your Bible right there. Turn to one voice with me. Two voices. How am I going to get two voices in 1 minute? Psalm 32:28. I want you to have this verse, Psalm 32:28. I got some verses I want you to have. Look at that. Look at Psalm 32:28. Look at that. You see it? You there yet? What it says? What? Huh? 32:8. I got a 2 here. 32:8. 32:8. Why y'all didn't tell other people? 32:8. Can I read it now? Wow. Proverbs 8:33. I hope that one right. That's not Barbara's fault. That's my writing. What is it? Your instruction. Be wise. And what else? Refuse it not. Now, the Holy Spirit. Yeah, I'm closing right here. The Holy Spirit is obligated. He has obligated himself for people who are properly instructed to lead them in green pasture. You know how to follow him. Just with one message. You go back over this message. I went line over line, precept over precept. You now will know something wrong here. I'm not following the Holy Ghost like I should follow. Stand on your feet. Let me bless you. Now, Father, this night, we heard your word. We know you sent the Holy Spirit to be a guide, a teacher, to be a protector, to reveal divine ways to us. And we are so thankful. We praise your holy name for this camp meeting. We're here. We're on one accord. And many, many, many favors going to be upon people's lives because we are here. Not only are we going to be favored, but we're going to become a favor. Because the blessing of the Lord is on our lives. So I bless every person here right now that this voice, this lesson take root in their heart. Those by internet, those on Roku, may it take root on their heart. Just pray it with me. Father, God, I recognize I'm a sinner. I'm sorry for my sin. I want to be saved. I heard the gospel.